Are you tired of working with generic IT providers that rely on you to be the expert? Arc IT goes beyond just fixing your tech headaches. They specialize in proactive IT management, BIM support, and data security for architecture firms. The team at Arc IT gets your tech so you can focus on doing your best work. Whether you're a small firm of 10 or a growing practice with 50 or more employees, unleash the full potential of your creative vision with Arc IT. Visit getarcit.com and schedule your free IT assessment today. Hello, my name is Demetrius. This is Jason.
Good morning, guys.
And you are listening to Spaces Podcast Express. If you did not listen to our season preview, you're probably a little bit shocked to see a new episode so quickly. So what you are listening to now is a new series that we're starting up. It's called Spaces Express. We may change the name. I don't know. Not in love with it, but this is what we're rolling with for now. This is Spaces Express, and it's a short form conversation that we're going to introduce to our show. So you'll get these every Tuesday and Thursday mornings for your commute or while you're at the gym, whatever you want to do, that'll be there for you. And in this series, it's going to be a little bit more current, much more raw, and current feed of what's kind of going on. So we may speak a little bit to what's going on around the world, things that we're dealing with at the time. Like right now, Jason is sitting in the airport, getting ready to fly off to San Jose. So, gonna be a different kind of show. In this show, we'll also dig in more on the day-to-day of the industry. Talk a little bit more about behind the scenes, the business side. You'll hear more about what we and our guests are working on. And you'll hear again a little bit more about the business and the various avenues that are available within the building industry. Because these are all things that we don't really get to talk about in our normal larger format show. So we wanted to set aside some time to do that and to get into some of these topics, because that's part of what we originally intended to do. So this will give us an opportunity to do that. So Jason, as you sit in the airport getting ready to head out, when I first brought this up to you, what was your initial thoughts about doing this show or this series?
I think it makes a lot of sense, especially with, as you kind of mentioned, I'm in an airport right now, and probably 6 weeks ago that was not even imaginable with everything we're dealing with. So I think we have a vastly changing dynamic and, landscape these days, whether it be personally, professionally, whatever it is. So I think these quick little hits and ideas about where business is going, where the industry is going, personal life is at, makes a lot of sense, because everything truly feels so fluid and dynamic these days that it's like you could be dealing with something every other day.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to apologize for the announcements we might hear a little bit in the background. Yeah. But it's different. And even like you and I were talking about this morning, as we're looking at what's going on around here, I'd say travelers are up roughly 50%, but it's still, anemic in comparison to what you're dealing with. I like the format. I think it's a great idea, and especially to be able to hit current topics quickly if need be.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about that part. I was going back and forth between taking this on or not, just because it's going to be more work, obviously, more content that we're going to push out.
Well, just so we're clear and so everybody understands, you're the horsepower behind this whole thing. So when he says more work, he's the one doing all the work behind the scenes. I just get to blab my mouth a lot. So so kudos to you, man. You're putting in a lot of effort on this stuff.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I enjoy it. But it's definitely going to be more work. So that was the hesitation with doing it. But I think, like you mentioned, it's very necessary to have these conversations and to be able to do it in sort of a current format, and to talk specifically about the building or the business side and, what we deal with on a day-to-day basis. So I'm looking forward to that, because we know, like you mentioned, everything is changing super fast. and we have no control. We're just rolling with it.
Yeah.
What was that? I think I saw that you saw it as well, but the documentary with Bruce Lee, Be Like Water.
Be Like Water. Yeah.
So I try to, I always have that in my mind. Be Like Water.
Yeah. Gotta Everything's a fluid situation, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's not easy, though.
So what are you hoping to get out of this series, this version of the show? What do you plan to bring to it and to provide to the listeners?
You know, I think what would be good is to bring some realism, you know what I mean, to what we're dealing with. So we're all emotional beings. We've all got a lot going on, whether it be family or professionally, or just, you know, some people being apprehensive or scared to the situations that are going on. What information is real? What information is not? What's being skewed by the media? Everything's skewed by the media one way or the other. Let's be real. You know, and just to be able to share the human side of what we're dealing with, you know what I mean? Like you and I were talking about earlier, it's like, look, this is a scary situation. I don't know what we're going to deal with tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to try and shut down business again tomorrow. I know. And I've got a lot of people that, you know, I have a part in maintaining and keeping and helping them keep food on the table and things of that nature. But all the while, even being small business owners like my wife running her dance studio, having to be apprehensive to all the thoughts and concerns about people coming into the studio, parents versus kids versus all those things. And then her having to try and continue to run a business on, you know, in very difficult times. So, you know, also talking about the good things that are going on out there right now, right? Like business is booming. I mean, like the demand for housing right now is off the charts nationally, you know, talking with, you know, next co-host of ours, Allie Wolf, you know, about a lot of different things. I can't quote her. I'm not going to put her in that hole, but ultimately just, you know, the demand for housing is gigantic, but we don't hear that anywhere. So especially for people like us that are in the industry, it's important to hear that. That what we're still doing and trying to push forward for actually has a lot of benefit coming on the backside, whether or not that's local, the same type of demand local or not, but nationally it's gigantic. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to share some of the positive stuff that's going on and some of the struggles. So people know either A, they're not in it on their own, or B, they have some positive light to look for. I think would be really, really helpful because I just don't feel like there's enough of that out there right now. I really don't, but that's a personal opinion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other version of our show is much more curated and focused on one specific topic. So, yeah, I think it'll be good to be able to talk a little bit about what we're going through and the things that we're hearing a little bit more on the ground of how this industry is going. And just to expand on the previous part of this conversation, we will have on... What you'll receive on Tuesdays is a conversation between myself and Jason, mostly. Our other co-host, Michelle, will occasionally pop in when she can, but otherwise it'll be mostly just the two of us just talking about different topics, things in the news. And then what you will receive on Thursdays is we'll have a guest who will be a different person from the industry, from completely different parts of the industry. So we'll have architects, we'll have attorneys, we'll have engineers, we'll have salespeople, just people from all over the industry. So you get a idea of what makes up the building industry and how different it can be. I know there are some younger people that are early in their careers or just getting into their careers. And I know when I was in practice, there were people, architects, that, you know, reached a point where they're like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Where else can I go? And was wondering what other avenues were available, because they love the industry, but they may not love specifically what they're doing at that time. And the building industry offers a ton. You can go into so many different directions within this industry. So wanted to bring a little bit of that as well. So have a lot of people set up that will kind of cover different aspects of what you can do in this industry and give a little bit of a understanding of what that entails. So I think that's kind of where this podcast will go, or this series will go. And yeah, I just wanted to make sure to mention that Michelle's still around. Well, she's still on our main show and she will pop in occasionally here and there.
So she's more important than us. So, yeah, she's got more going on.
So, to just kind of bookend this. Let's give a little taste of what the kind of conversations that we'll have on this series. So what are you up to today? Why are you flying out, Jason? And what do you have going on this week?
Yeah, I think, the main reason for today, some of the issues that we have, a lot of times there's job site issues, especially in one of my particular trades where it's pretty specific. So on the cabinet side, and it seems like people's attitudes or feelings these days, everybody like wants to be in front of each other when they're discussing difficult situations, even though a lot of what we're dealing with from a caution side tells you to not be and try to do things via FaceTime and whatnot. So I made the decision yesterday to just say, screw it. I'm going to fly up there. I'm going to go meet with these people and try to work it out inside. Honestly, I'm probably going to be a little bit more of a negotiator, if you will, between a couple of trades and the builder. But it's also a big team building thing and a personal relationship thing that we're trying to cultivate. So I've got to go on site, solve a couple of issues between an architect, some drawings, our layouts, and all those kind of things, just to help smooth the process along and get the project going. Because basically what happened, especially in Northern California, when everything got shut down so hard because of COVID and the restrictions that were put on, all the jobs shut down. Well, because all the jobs shut down, as soon as this opened back up, every single job opened up at the same time. So you have a little bit of a kind of like a fake labor problem, because all the jobs didn't really roll. There's no even flow or there's no spacing between the timing. Every job went at the same time.
Yeah, it's just so like you're opening up the gate all at once.
Yeah, so the floodgates blew open, and so everybody's a little on needles, just because they can't get exactly what they want from certain trades at a certain time. So you're dealing with some of that. So I just figured the best thing to do was just get on a plane, go up there and meet with everybody. I get to do up and backs, so it's not too bad. It's not too far outside of what a normal day would be for me hour-wise. But there's, but you're also dealing with, talking about the other part of it, dealing with a wife and a family at home that's apprehensive about me flying around all the time and everything else, and kind of hearing the comments like, look, you owe us more than you owe anybody else. And, and those are fair, and those are absolutely real, and those are human emotions. So you have to be in between all those while yet trying to support a team that, of 300, 400 people to make sure we keep things going in the same place. So when we get down to what we're really dealing with from a real life scenario, that's kind of where I'm at right now and trying to keep the team moving forward, but be aware of what everybody's concerned with at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the hardest part about life. Dealing with the, from my perspective as, starting these businesses, it's extremely time consuming. So you have to make that balance of how do you push certain things forward enough and then still devote your attention to the people, your loved ones around you and people that need your attention. So I completely get that. It's so hard to have to manage that. But for me, just to kind of squeeze this in at the end, for me, it's been a crazy week. I'm currently trying to launch a multimedia network. While I have my regular architecture projects as well. So I was trying to get through that. And so I've reached this point where I'm starting to try to filter in help on the architecture side. And that is extremely difficult because, you're trying to balance their comfort level, or trying to understand their comfort level, what they can do. And the amount of money that you're going to get paid for that project with how much money they want. And you expect them to turn things around in a certain amount of time to work within that budget. And they may not be to the level that you need them to be. So I'm going through those growing pains right now of trying to figure out how to get help efficiently and how to move all the things that I need to get done forward at the same time.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things, and this is a really good topic for business, right? Because we've all dealt with that. Anytime you want to go into growth mode, you essentially need to understand two things. One, you're not going to make the same margins you always made.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, that means you're going to have to provide time and money into another associate. And two, you have to then all of a sudden become comfortable with them doing two things. One, not doing it exactly like you would. And two, being sure and comfortable with the fact that they're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And that's a very difficult thing for some of us. Me personally, I've only learned it over the last 5 years, and beating my head against the wall.
that you need to realize it's not going to be perfect. And it's not going to be like you are. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. As long as they understand what the minor things are, the major things are that you really care about and not the minor things.
Yeah.
But that is a big, big topic business wise for a lot of people that probably just will never understand until they experience it. So good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's extremely difficult. I had no idea how hard this part was going to, I knew it was going to be difficult to try to
so expand.
But I had no idea the different angles that are involved in, expectation levels of when you speak to somebody about something and they tell you one thing and then it's not quite what you think, what you hear them saying. Yep. So it's an interesting time trying to, go through this kind of growth. So what you are now hearing and you will get time's familiar up. With. Yeah. Time's up. We're going to wrap up this show. So any last comments before we go? I think we definitely need to put that on the list to have one of these shows specifically about growth mindset. So
that's a great idea. Great idea.
So we'll add that to the list. But any closing topic comments before we wrap up today?
No, I would encourage everybody to keep their head down, keep up the hustle, and let's keep rolling. That's it.
Great way to end. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Jason, for taking some time out in the airport. We will see you on Thursday. And make sure you're listening to our current series, The Evolution of Construction. First episode came out last week. Next episode's next week. Great conversations happening there. So follow along. Thanks.
Yes.
This show is part of the Gable Media Network. You can check out similar content at gablemedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com. You can help support what we're doing here by leaving a 5-star rating and a review on your preferred podcasting app. It helps others find us. And your support is the only way that this show grows. And don't forget to connect with us through our Facebook community, Instagram, and see the random thoughts and articles that we share on Twitter and LinkedIn. Thank you again for spending some time with us. Talk soon.
Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story and we are here to tell it.